This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Between now and the end of the month, the BBC has set up a temporary news bureau in Boulder called BBC Pop-Up. It's a unique journalistic experiment, a mobile bureau that will visit six U.S. cities over the course of 6 months, gathering stories for the BBC's worldwide audience. And they're relying on crowdsourcing to determine what those stories should be. Matt Danzico is one of three video journalists in the project.
We're trying to flip the very notion of what it means to go into a town and report on an issue in a town on its head entirely. So in the past, all of us have gone into various towns for, you know, 2-3 days max to do a story and flown back out to wherever we live, edited the story, and sent it off to London, and then it gets broadcast out to the whole world. And that's all well and fine, but we want to challenge that very idea of what it even means to be a journalist to find a story. So what we're doing instead is we're holding town hall meetings in each town when we first arrive, and we're asking those living in the town what stories are important to them that they want the world to know about.
You chose Boulder to come to first. What was it about Boulder that appealed?
So there are so many things about Boulder, but I'll just list a few. Number one, it's a dark, dark blue dot in a sea of purple, right? So the midterms are coming up. We were looking for a swing state, and we were looking to find a town that really sat on one side of the spectrum politically within that swing state. So obviously Boulder fits that description. We're going into local universities and offering up free classes and free workshops. So a strong university presence was absolutely essential. Beyond that, we were really looking for places with sort of a tech focus. We're basing ourselves within co-working spaces around the country. So here in Boulder, we're working right alongside local Boulder startups day to day. You know, we head out with our backpacks to film a story. We come back, we're editing right next to people who are coding the next big thing in Colorado.
Well, I know that your first story ties in with the one-year anniversary of the Colorado floods. I know those got a lot of attention worldwide. So now, what are you kind of focusing on specifically?
We're focusing in on Jamestown. We found out that our first story was going to come out on the day before the year anniversary of the Jamestown floods. And there was just no way we could do any other story than that story. What we wanted to do was to tell the human side of the story 1 year on. So I filmed that story. And so I went up to the town over the course of 2.5 days, and I sat with five different community residents, and I had them in great detail just recount to me the first few moments of when they found out the floods and the landslides were hitting their town. And the reason I did that is because I think this local story of Jamestown speaks so much more broadly to a global audience about what it means to lose everything, to lose your home, and then what it meant to pull yourself together and try to rebuild your entire life. It's an incredible, incredible story, and they're just absolutely incredible people up there.
So where will you pop up next? What's after Boulder?
Next, we're going to go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Baton Rouge has a huge student population. LSU is there. It also has a really interesting tech community that's bubbling up, and they're dealing with some massive issues down there. I mean, the Bayou is just an hour and a half south. Lafayette, Louisiana, is dealing with some really interesting issues involving the vanishing of local cultures within the community. You know, obviously, the Cajun culture is quite strong in deep southern Louisiana. So we're going to be looking at issues sort of involving all of those topics.
And what about after that? Where will you go?
We actually don't have our third city planned. We're doing the entire project and riding this wave by the seat of our pants. This has never been done before. We're professional journalists, you know, in our late 20s and 30s, you know, living out of a car, renting random homes in each community that we go to, and really just embedding ourselves fully within these communities. We want to make the bureau completely and utterly mobile and able to pack up at a moment's notice and head somewhere else. And that requires us not to actually plan out the entirety of this project. So really, we'll see where the wind blows us, and we'll go wherever the stories are.
Matt Danzico is a video journalist with the BBC. He's part of the six-month BBC Pop-Up Mobile Bureau. They're in Boulder this month, producing TV and radio stories that will air on BBC World News, on social media, and online at bbc.com.